shoot the defence. It's unbelievable, Jeff.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Shoot the Defence on FNX. I'm your host, Stel, and joining me is a gentleman who at 20 years old made his USL debut on May the 12th this year against Portland Timbers 2. Jesse Daly, how you doing, mate? You right?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Finally, great to talk to you. We've been trying to arrange something in the past few days and we've finally done it.
Yeah, we're on board and we're good to go now.
Absolutely. Well, mate, tell me something. You signed with Seattle 2 after playing for Queensland Lions FC, one of the many teams the late, great George Best played for. What can you tell us about their youth structure? As I understand, and I know Everton fans will remember this name, Jason Kearton. He started out of the club, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He's actually still the goalkeeper coach at the Brisbane Roar.
Oh, yeah?
So he was there a while ago. Look, Queensland Lions is an NPL club, so a second division club in Australia. And they used to be actually part of the Brisbane Roar, which is now the only A-League club in Queensland.
Okay.
But yeah, Lions is a great club. It's got world class facilities, really. And a top coach in Warren Moon there at the moment. So yeah, I was only there for a short time, but yeah, thoroughly enjoyed it.
Well, I know soccer is still a developing sport in Australia. How did you become interested in the game?
I just started playing ever since I was a kid, really. Started playing when I was four and never looked back. Loved it. Progressed over the years.
Is there any team you followed specifically in Europe or throughout the world?
Yeah, I'm a big Liverpool fan.
Oh, no, I've got to get you off.
Yeah, Harry Kewell and Aussie played for them when I was growing up, so that kind of grabbed my attention, and yeah, I've loved them ever since.
Yeah, he was the main man. I mean, I remember when the Premier League first started, there was a lot of Australians like Stan Lazaridis and Robbie Slater were in the Premier League at the time, even Jason Kearton, as I mentioned before. But Harry Kewell and Mark Viduka were the two main guys, weren't they?
Yeah, they really were, and they were elites for a while as well. But they were really the two when I was growing up that stuck out.
Excellent. Well, I know you scored 4 goals in 5 appearances for the Lions earlier this year, so how did the move to Seattle come about?
Our coach over here is an Aussie as well, John Hutchinson. He had a really successful playing career in Australia, he kind of found out about me. I came over to trial, did okay, and then got offered a contract. I really enjoy it.
Has it been easy to adapt to life in America having an Australian coach out there? And I know you've got a teammate that's from Australia as well, is that right?
Yeah, Anthony Burke is another Aussie as well. He's come from Newcastle. But yeah, back to your question. It's been a really smooth transition having an Aussie coach over here. He's a top coach as well, and I'm sure he'll go on to coach it at a very good level in the years to come. But yeah, it's been a really smooth transition, and one that I've really enjoyed.
Well, I know there's only been about 5 Australian players that have applied their trade in MLS. How confident are you of breaking into the Sounders first team?
For me, to be honest with you, it is one step at a time. I'm confident that I could play at that level. The Sounders is obviously a huge club, and the foreign players here are really in the top bracket. You've got players like Gustav Svensson, went to the World Cup with Sweden, and he's in my position, actually plays as a defensive midfielder.
Okay.
So it'll be tough, but it's a challenge that I'm looking forward to, and hopefully I can continue to improve myself at USL level, and then if I do well enough, I'll get my opportunity.
Absolutely. Well, you played 13 games, and out of those 13, you've made 10 starts. I mean, that's a great start already to your career, must admit.
Yeah, I think I've done okay. I've obviously played a lot of minutes, and I think my performances have been decent as well. So for me, it's just building on that, and yeah, continuing to make an impression.
Well, you mentioned the facilities earlier. There must be a bit of a difference between the Sounders and back home. What's the major difference have you noticed?
In facilities, you mean?
Yeah.
Look, the facilities here at Seattle are world class, to be honest. But in saying that, at Lions, they were really good as well. I think probably the big difference I've noticed is the staff and the attention to detail. The sports science side of things over here is unbelievable, and video analysis, stuff like that is definitely a step up from anything I've seen before. The attention to detail in those areas are the major difference for me.
Excellent. Well, let's turn our attention to the Socceroos. I know Tony Popovich and Graham Arnold were your preferred choices for the national team head coach role when Ange left the role. Do you think Arnold knows much about you?
I'm not sure, to be honest. I've played all my youth football in Australia and went through the system at the Brisbane Roar and even at Melbourne Victory. But yeah, I'm sure people in the system have an idea about who I am. I went away with the Young Socceroos, which is the under-20 side, in 2015, and made an appearance for the under-20s there. So yeah, I'm sure people know who I am, but I still think I'm a while away from that level.
Okay, fair enough. Well, the first two games, they didn't disappoint, did they, Australia in the World Cup? Because, you know, a loss against France wasn't a disaster. The performance was actually fantastic, to be fair, the first half especially, and a draw against Denmark. But the next game against Peru was the end of it. I think there's a lot of work to be done, but at the same time, there's a big infrastructure there, very strong system, especially when it comes to producing youngsters. We've seen it over the years, you know, and especially these days. You know, Alex Gersbach is doing well in Norway. He was in France for a while, Rogic as well. So, you know, there's a conveyor belt of talent coming through Australia. And I just think that if the powers that be pump more money into player development, especially at youth level, the national team will thrive, definitely, won't they?
Yeah, I think so. And the ones that you've mentioned, I think Alex Gersbach is a top player. He's actually my age, and I think he'll go on to be one of the best left backs the Socceroos have ever seen. But yeah, in terms of pumping money in, I think Australia definitely needs more professional teams and a second division. And only then I think we'll see the best of Australia.
Okay. One more question before I let you go. Are Liverpool going to win the title this season?
Yes.
You didn't even think, did you? You didn't even think about
it. I'm not. I might be a bit delusional. but look, it's obviously going to be tough for them. Manchester City are unbelievable. You never can rule out a Jose Mourinho side, and Chelsea, Tottenham, the usual suspects will always be up there, won't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Jesse, mate, it's been great having you on the show. Before I let you go, would you like to tell our listeners your Twitter handle? Because I know you're not on it that much, which is a bit disappointing.
Yeah, my Twitter handle? I'm actually not sure what it is.
I'll tell him it's at Jesse Daily 15.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, I'll jump on it more and I'll try to use it.
I was going to ask you, is that how old you were when you started your Twitter account?
No, it wasn't.
Well, mate, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. I hope you can come back on and maybe join us when we're doing our Premier League review games, maybe when Liverpool win games and maybe when they lose. That'd be better for me anyway, being a United fan.
Yeah. Well, more than happy to come on when we win.
Cheers, buddy. Really appreciate your time. You have a good day. All the best.
Thanks, mate. Thanks, mate. You too.
Cheers, mate. Take care. See ya.
Bye.
Well, guys, that was Jesse Daly. For those of you that are still listening, you can follow us on Twitter at Shoot the Defence. We have a Facebook group page. Feel free to join that. And also, visit the FNX network, fnx.network. You see all our previous show and all other fantastic shows on the network. Until next time, take care.